Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We made it to Friday. We're all very happy about that around here, probably more than anything. And I don't want to put myself out on a limb here, separate from everybody else. But when you start the day off at 5 a.m. with a good hot breakfast sandwich, it just changes the mood, doesn't it?
I can't tell you how excited I was when I saw you carry that bag in and drop that sandwich off on my desk.
Maybe it was just that it's Friday. I'm trying to wrap my brain around that. I was thinking, you know what? Iran is being bombed by Israel. This is going to be a busy news day. Not a lot of that has happened because there's really been no reaction to it yet. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to try to change the course of the show today and bring food to work. And it worked.
We also had a late night, a fantastic night at our spring bourbon fling. So, you know, it was just coming home late and maybe getting a little less sleep and then waking up to a nice breakfast sandwich was everything today.
Yep.
So thank you, MVP, for today, Mark.
You can't beat it. I'm telling you. Hope you all could make it. We'll try to do another one of those soon. Probably 100, 115, 120 people showed up last night at the Clayton Wine House, and we had a great time. Lots of great bourbon and wine, and they had a big old ginger liqueur out there that they were mixing with some Four Roses bourbon and making an old-fashioned out of it. And, Carl, I had never tried that before. It was outstanding.
It was great.
Oh, because I've always done it the more traditional way with an iron orange peel and a little bit of sugar and some bitters. And, oh, wow. That cuts a lot of corners there. Plus, you get two shots of alcohol out of it because you're getting a liqueur.
I don't think that was the point.
I know it's not. I'm just saying. If you're going to drink, you might as well make it mean something. We had a good time. Hope you can do it next time. We'll get another one of those set up for you, I promise. By the way, coming up, we'll talk to State Representative Adam Schwadron. That school bill passed yesterday. There's still some conservatives that are unhappy with some of what's in it. It included a lot of extra spending, for sure. Heading into it, there were people in the homeschool areas that who were concerned about some of the provisions. It passed anyway with exactly the number of votes it needed. There was a little controversy yesterday with some brownies that were delivered to state reps before the vote. And Adam Schwadron's one of the ones that tweeted about it. We're going to get him on here to talk about it at 8:20. And then Ryan Wiggins at the bottom of the hour. We'll get him in from Wiggins America. First, here are a few of the top stories in our shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
My question is, you said that the border was secure. What did you mean when you said the border was secure? Is that not a lie?
Senator, it is as secure as it can be.
It's as secure as it can be. The guy that's been impeached now, of course, the Senate failed to hold the actual trial, but what in the world is going on? Has he looked at this? Has he even been there?
And his uncle, who lost his life when the military aircraft he was on crashed in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea.
Corinne Jean-Pierre, kind of without really saying the president is misinformed tells you the president is misinformed. His uncle, Bozo, or whatever his name is, was not eaten by cannibals.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Let's choose truth over freedom or truth over democracy. Or what the crazy thing was that he said the last time? I don't know, but I'm not sure Joe knows either.
What appears to be Israeli strikes inside Iran have taken place, but I am told that they are, quote, limited in nature.
Yeah, that was Jennifer Griffin reporting last night for Fox. We talked a little bit about this with Jim Carafano earlier from Heritage at around 7:20. So you can hit the rewind button there on your Odyssey app if you need to, or we'll get his interview up on demand on the podcast. And, you know, he's a foreign security expert. He sees what's going on over there. He feels he was pleasantly surprised that Israel did not allow the United States and others to dictate its response to Iran. I was surprised, too.
I was surprised they retaliated so quickly, to be honest. I knew they would respond, but I didn't know when. I thought they might wait it out a little bit longer. So
everyone who has challenged Israel, dating back to 1967, has gotten their rear end kicked. There's no way, there's no other way around that. And the progressives in this country don't want to accept that. They encourage and embolden the enemies of Israel to continue their assault on that country. I don't get it. I've said it here before, but I think it bears repeating. There are not occupied territories around Israel. There's ground that was taken in a war that happened because Israel got attacked in 1967 by a bunch of its neighbors. And they got their rear ends kicked back 10 or 12 miles. And Israel said, you know what? I think we need a buffer zone here. To the victor go the spoils. We're hanging on to this land. Next time, our border won't be at the edge of Jerusalem. It's going to be a few miles are going to separate us so we can see you coming. And since then, the lie's been told that the land is occupied. They are occupiers. They're somehow, you know, foot on the neck of these poor Palestinians. Hogwash. It's hogwash. And I've got a friend who lived in Israel for the longest time, lived in Jerusalem. He ran a ministry there. I'll have him on the show again to talk about this. And he described how peaceful things are in Jerusalem. In Israel, it's a very diverse society. There are Palestinian shop owners with businesses right next to Israeli shop owners. People take walks in the park. I mean, it's a welcoming place until you get outside of Jerusalem in the big cities in Israel, closer to the borders and where the Palestinians have still been allowed to live. And then there's turmoil because so many people in that community don't think Israel has a right to exist, and they're bent on its destruction. From the river to the sea is about annihilating Israel. And every time somebody's tried that, Israel has kicked their butt back to wherever they came from. It's not going to be any different with Iran. And the United States policy on this needs to be to back Israel. The guttural response needs to be, what can we do to help you? Not, hey, you shouldn't respond to that. I know somebody just kicked you in the shin over there, but you need to turn the other cheek. That's not the response when someone wants to wipe you off the face of the earth. So I say go Israel, and I do not think the Iranians have it in them. They just wanted to save a little bit of face with their people. And I don't think this is going to be some bigger Middle East war, and I don't think Jim Carafano thinks so either. Feel free to go listen to that. Coming up, we'll get to State Rep Adam Schwaderen next. We'll talk a little bit more about the education bill, what happened with the brownies, the controversy over the dog poop brownies, which had no dog poop in them, but stood to warn you that something that looks delicious, if it's got a little bit of bad in it, can still be bad. They were hinting that the education bill included some dog poop in it. I have to spell that out. We'll be back in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, yesterday, the Missouri House, we've been reporting all morning, voted to send the education bill, Senate Bill 727, I think it was called, to the governor's desk. They narrowly voted, I should say. I think it got the exact number of votes it needed to pass. There had been some criticism of that from some conservative groups, some homeschooling groups I know had some concerns about it, feeling that it expanded things too much. But I did want to get Representative Adam Schwadron on here this morning. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. Good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was talking about this yesterday with Bev Allen, who obviously had some concerns about the bill and, among other things, delivered some treats to the legislature yesterday. I had her on here talking about it, along with a letter saying that these brownies enjoy them, but they might have a little bit of dog poop in them, which means you probably won't want to eat them, which shows that just a little bit of bad can spoil something that's otherwise good. I mean, the message, I think, was clear. You didn't agree with the way it was delivered.
Yeah, I was informed about the interview that you had with Bev yesterday morning from Wild Bill Lucas down in Jefferson County, who's actually running for the open house seat there for Cindy Buckeye Courtway seat. And, you know, he's a loyal listener and loves to hear from you. And so I got to give him a shout out for letting me know about this interview. But, you know, I can agree with the message that she delivered on the dog poop brownies. Mm. It's the delivery of it that was questionable. And I just simply put it up on Twitter to show the people what we deal with on a daily and a weekly basis down in Jefferson City. There were a lot of people in the building that were just like, oh, my God, this is sickening. And they were contacting the Capitol Police because the threat is there. You read the note, you see the brownie. And like I said, if it's just the note, that's fine. I completely understand. And there are times where we have lots of bills with lots of things in them. And you're just like, you have to weigh it. It's like, all right, I like this. I don't like this. Does the good outweigh the bad? And in this case, the expansion of the Missouri Empowerment Scholarship accounts at 727 definitely outweighed any negatives in there or perceived negatives. So I was happy to vote for it. And with 82 votes, I like to say, and everyone else that voted for it can say, they were the deciding vote.
Yeah. Well, I wonder about that. Is it true? Now, I had Bev on yesterday. I think everybody in the legislature knows Bev. She's been a mainstay down there for years. She sits in on hearings. She pays close attention to what's going on. She did sign her name on the note that came along with the brownies. But what you're telling me is that there were some people who saw the brownie, ate it, and then saw the note, correct?
Yeah, there were a couple people who the brownie's just sitting on the desk. And actually, what's funny is yesterday, after we were done on the floor, I came into my office and my legislative assistant put 2 cupcakes on my desk. But I didn't know she put 2 cupcakes on my desk until I saw them. And I'm like, oh, gosh, is someone messing with me right now? And then she walked in and said, by the way, I brought those for you from another legislative assistant's birthday. So
Bev told us she didn't even own a dog. It was just a joke. They're not seriously, like, the Capitol Police aren't going to think of charging her with anything here, right?
I have no idea what they're going to do, but in today's heightened security world, we've seen instances where innocent items, you know, baking powder or talcum powder is put in an envelope and mailed to an office. And you have to treat it as a serious concern.
No, because, I see that. Yeah.
And so earlier this year, we had the protesters when we had the Consul General of Israel there. And security is always heightened in the building because we never know who's coming through with what intentions. And yeah, we all know Bev. We know what type of person she is, how she's there. She's advocating for her organization. And even as a lobbyist, technically, we can't accept any gifts from her with any value whatsoever because of the Cleaner Missouri rules in our Constitution.
These concerns.
So even leave something on the desk is a violation of the Constitution.
These concerns from the homeschool parents, are they valid? I mean, do you think anything's really going to change here?
I don't believe so. I think there's a lot of misinterpretation of what's going on in the bill. Especially what was overblown was the provisions dealing with the Second Amendment rights. And we've even seen the Missouri Firearms Coalition, who, if you had Aaron Doerr on your show before, you know how strong a proponent of the Second Amendment he is.
Yes.
And he said there is nothing in this bill that threatens your rights as a Second Amendment gun owner.
Adam Schroeder, and I want to point out you were also running for Secretary of State. How's that going?
It's going great. Just last night, I was down in Dent County. Tonight, I'll be in Perry County. And I'm just getting out there, and my message is resonating. The biggest concern that people have is all these illegals coming across the border, and how can we deal with that? You see municipalities in other states that are giving the right to vote to non-citizens. And we need to make sure that we strengthen our Constitution to where these people cannot vote. It should be citizens only voting, period, full stop.
Where can people find out more about your campaign?
They can go on my website, adamschwadron.com. I'm also on Twitter or X, at AJ Schwadron. Also, my state rep page on Facebook. As soon as session's over, I'll be updating that to Adam Schwadron for Secretary of State.
All right, Adam, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Take care of yourself. Appreciate that. Wanted to give him a chance to come on and talk about that. I hope this doesn't end up being like too serious for Bev. I get her point. I think her point was well made, but clearly there were some people down there that were pretty alarmed by it. So, all right, coming up, we'll get to Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, about 8:35. We're back in a minute.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Received an apology from any of the players? No apology from any of the players, or personal apology, I guess. And sadly, I think, just because it's always sad when someone passes, it's strange that a lot of the kind of main players, if you will, from 98 have already passed.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Do you know whose voice that was, Ryan Wiggins?
No, I was trying to figure it out.
Let me play a little bit more of it and see if you pick up on it.
We're in a presidential election year. We are? Yeah. And the leading Republican candidate has a questionable past involving women. And yet he is still a viable candidate for the highest office in the country. I should say this question is from Charlotte. What are your thoughts on this?
She's still a Democrat.
Both Democratic.
Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, is I was going to say it's maybe Tara Reid. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it could have been. She's hiding somewhere in Russia. Yeah. Tara Reid is, because she thinks the Biden people are trying to kill her. That was Monica Lewinsky. They asked her about Donald Trump, and she told people they should vote Democrat. So I'm assuming if they had asked her about Bill Clinton being, you know, a sexualized person, she would have said vote Republican. I don't know. She's still a Democrat, despite all of the abuse that woman took at the hands of the Democrat Party, and particularly at Bill Clinton's hands. She's still a Democrat.
Wow.
That's wild. She was speaking at a at a talk last night, and they asked her eventually about the Bill Clinton Jeffrey Epstein relationship, and she declined to comment on it.
Well, you got to figure she was in pretty well with Democrats. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true.
So I don't think she's going to abandon the party.
They've still got her back.
That's how
so
she
to
got
speak,
famous
and her front and whatever else.
That's how she rose to fame. You don't abandon the people who brought you there.
Kim's looking at us like, who?
No, all I'm thinking of, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I did not have sexual relations.
You say Monica
with that woman.
Lewinsky, and that instantly comes to my mind. And I remember them analyzing the way that he pointed and how his finger was pointing in a different direction than his eyes were looking. And I remember people analyzing, saying, well, that shows that you're lying if it's not matching up. You know
well,
how they have all those.
He did lie.
Yeah, yeah. No, he did lie. Right.
And
so
it
I'm saying
a lie.
It was. So I'm saying his eyes weren't, I guess, focused on the same directions where his finger was pointing. Little
was,
things like that.
What he was doing was looking for the lamp that Hillary was about to throw at his head. That's why he couldn't focus.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never. These allegations are false. And I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
How do you just straight up lie like that and then sleep at night? I mean, seriously.
I like that
number
he was
one,
incensed.
He's a Democrat. Number two, he's a politician.
Well,
so,
there you go.
I like when they come out and they're so mad that somebody would even make these claims.
The audacity. Come on.
I got work to do. Was his point. Like, you're just distracting me from the work of the American people with these lies.
Why would you do that to me?
Yeah,
it's true.
Unfair.
I'm the victim
it's like
here.
Like Gary Hart. She won't remember Gary Hart, but he ran for a president as he was a Democrat senator, and he challenged the media to catch him. There were allegations he was having an affair, and he challenged the media. It's not true. You can't prove it. I challenge you. So one of them followed him to his boat one night called the Monkey Business, and there he was with his girlfriend, and they got pictures of it. So you just go figure. Just things.
So
we
that
forget.
Was what, 96, 97?
Maybe
right
90,
around there?
94?
No. Well,
so there's
the
election in 92.
Ken Starr was 96, 97,
yeah,
right? So that's when that was going on. Yeah. Are you interested? At least the media was curious back then.
Yeah, they were.
They didn't give him a break.
That's true. If the same thing happened with Joe Biden, they'd be like, these are false allegations. Clearly didn't happen.
Well, I don't know if you want the 2024 version, but I kind of brought this today.
Please.
This is from USA Today.
All right.
But nobody's talked about it. This is like a week and a half old. I have never heard. Maybe you have.
I read a little bit about the story, and I actually printed it off one day in my stack of papers here and never got to it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you did.
This would be headline news if it were 1995 or if it were Donald Trump, but it's 2024. And it's,
so you're saying that if one of Donald Trump's daughters had written a diary that went public and made some allegations against him, and then it went public, that would have gotten headlines?
Well, let me give you the details.
Oh, okay.
Let me
all
give
right,
you the details,
right.
And you can tell
okay.
me what you
yes,
think.
Yes.
A Florida woman was sentenced to a month in jail last Tuesday, not this Tuesday, after being convicted of stealing a diary kept by President Joe Biden's daughter and selling it, this is USA Today, of course, to a far-right news online site. For $40,000.
Okay.
Okay, so Amy Harris, she's 41 years old. She was sentenced to not only a month in jail, but 3 months of house arrest in Manhattan by a federal court after selling and admitting that she stole Ashley Biden's personal property and sold it to Project Veritas in the final weeks of the 2020 presidential campaign.
Project Veritas is a far-right organization?
Far-right online news site.
How did she even get a hold of the diary? Does it say that?
It does. Yeah.
It was abandoned.
That's what's interesting about this.
Thank you. Like a laptop.
When you say stolen, you'd think, oh, she like broke in.
Pried it out of her hands.
Saw her sitting in a restaurant and stole her purse or something, right? Ashley Biden just left it at some beach house and a bunch of other stuff, too. And this lady picked it all up. And then realized what it was and then sold it. Now, it's technically not her property, so they're right that would be stolen property if Ashley Biden was wanting it back. But that doesn't sound the same as stolen diary,
right.
You know?
They
abandoned
didn't realize
diary.
It was stolen until it ended up in print.
Fact.
Yes.
That's a fact. So, of course, the details are all there. what we were told originally was that that diary was fake by the media.
Yeah.
The media heard one person.
This is not verified.
Yeah, they said, this is fake. Well, then the FBI gets involved, the DOJ gets involved, and they start prosecuting people associated with the diary. So you go, wait a minute, that sounds like the diary's real.
How old was she when she wrote this diary, I wonder?
She was in her late 20s, right?
Dear Diary, XOXO, Gossip Girl. I'm kidding. Well, I mean, I want to know, what did it say in the diary? Because I somehow don't know about this.
The way that it was found is important, because it wasn't as if she, like, planted this or anything. Like, she just left it. Like Hunter Biden left the laptop.
And there was some substance abuse going on, probably.
Yes.
Yes.
The big claim in it is that she accuses her own dad, the now president of the United States, of some very weird sexual stuff.
Inappropriate stuff.
Like,
showering.
Let me try to get in the shower with you. Like,
so with her.
Like when she was young, though. Not when she was 28.
Right.
So those are some of the things that are allegedly in the diary that's been reported on. I mean, I haven't seen it myself and read it. That's all been buried.
Absolutely.
And instead
buried.
They're going after the person that might have found the diary and shared it, instead of anybody asking questions to Joe Biden about what's in his daughter's diary.
Yeah.
And she's, meanwhile, at the White House, at all the events. I mean, they act like nothing's wrong here.
I mean, if there were a diary from some, like, Ivanka Trump, and it said that Trump one time threw a wrapper on the ground instead of throwing it into a trash can, they would be investigating him for littering. Or if she ever said he jaywalked and didn't go to the crosswalk, they would open an investigation and prosecute him on it. I mean, seriously, the stark differences, you can't even put it into words, because it's laughable at this point.
It's amazing how far the media has fallen, and the trust in media, which is good. You know, it's good that we're skeptical of the messages being told to us, because this is a great example, and it's one of a thousand that the media just doesn't report on, or they spin, or they, it's all about focus. It's all about trying to get, there's reports all over the place that I've seen since I've been in my 20s about the media can tell you what to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell you what to believe about it.
Yeah.
But they're really good. They will try, but they're really good at getting you to focus on certain things and not others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
This is one of those.
Point. That's true. Good stuff, Ryan. Thank you. Can you hang out?
Yeah.
All right. That's Ryan Wiggins. Wiggins America, 6 to 8 on Saturday mornings, 5 to 7 on Sunday evenings, right here on 97.1 FM Talk. We'll be back right after this.
So thank you very much. As you know, I've been saying for a long while, this is a rigged trial. It's coming from the White House. They have White House DOJ people in the trial, in the DA's office, representing the DA, because he's probably not smart enough to represent himself. This guy got elected using Trump, and you're not supposed to do that. Very much like Letitia James, all of it. New York is going down as a very corrupt place to do business, that I can tell you. A lot of people are not going to be moving to New York. But this is a rigged case, and this is a case that was put in very strongly because of politics. So instead of being in Pennsylvania or Georgia or North Carolina or lots of other places today, I'm sitting in a courthouse all day long. This is going on for the week, and this will go on for another 4 or 5 weeks. And
that's President Trump this morning as he was getting ready to go in for the Friday portion of this jury selection. They picked the jury. They've got to find 6 alternates now, because my guess is more members of this jury are going to be kicked off as they look into their social media backgrounds. I don't know. We had a bite on. If you guys had this yesterday or not, Ryan, on the Annie Fry Show, we had a bite from one of the jurors who got kicked off the case. This is what she said. Go to cut 10, please, Carl.
Can you share your opinion of the former president?
I'm not a fan. It's very difficult for anyone really in this country to not come to this with prior opinions. I think we all have prior opinions about the defendant, unless you've been like living in a cardboard box since 2014.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, she says, but chose to be asked to get off of the jury. So they clearly did a very poor job of jury selection in that case. She's the one that asked to leave the jury, but had she stayed on, there you have another fine example of somebody who is not a fan of the guy who's sitting in front of you and had the opportunity to punish him.
Yeah, well, she's right in a sense. How are they going to find unbiased jurors?
In New York.
In New York.
Anywhere really, in the world.
You know, that you have to have been living in a cardboard box to not have any opinion about the things that have been going on. And so that it's almost like the thing's already pre-decided anyway, just because of where it is. But it's funny, I'm listening to him talk, and that's been that and Iran, Israel have been kind of the two big news stories of the week. And so, you know, we've heard him say these kinds of things, well, for months now, but certainly this week several times he's been out talking about it, which is good. He needs to be.
Right.
But it's been interesting because I've been listening to not only him talking, but, you know, news reporting on him talking and all the things that we normally do, just listening to people talk about people talk. And everybody is acknowledging when they hear him, it sounds like talking points. He's kind of hitting the same points over and over and over. But when he hits them, no matter what news agency, and the CNNs of the world are trying to kind of couch it a little bit more, of course, than the Fox Newses would. But they're kind of like, you know, he does have a point here. like everything he's saying, it kind of goes in one ear and out the other because he's saying, well, it's a political trial. It's rigged. It's election interference. But when you take a step back and you listen to what he's saying, you have to go, it's all true, though.
It's
you know,
true.
Like, yes, he's just saying the same thing over and over, but it's true.
If you say it enough, people will maybe actually log it into their brains. They say it takes, what, three times of seeing a name, hearing something for it to click and remember it?
And
maybe that's the strategy.
And the legal analysts are all kind of doing that where they're like, yeah, you know, Trump talks a big game, but in this instance, he's telling the truth. Like, this is a political trial.
I mean, you look at the jury makeup and you can read about all the different people who have been selected. And for example, juror number 8 says he knows about Trump and who he is, but is, quote, more interested in his hobbies. The other person, juror number 5, wasn't aware that Trump is facing charges in other criminal cases. I have a hard time believing some of these people and what they're saying. And I know they work hard trying to make sure that these people are truthful about any potential bias, but I question what they're saying. I think some people, now that they know it's a Trump trial, they want to be on this case. Like you said, there might be financial gain here when everything is said and done. And I question it. I think jurors are going to be dismissed by the judge when we're halfway through this, and alternates will have to be called in. Multiple.
Yeah. And maybe, we can just speculate here, maybe the person that would benefit the most would be the one person who was the holdout on the jury who declined to vote to convict. That might end up being the most famous person on the whole jury.
And they'll be ripped to shreds by the liberals
who
will viciously attack that person.
I don't know. I see it. I see this Judge Mershon. I think there's already grounds for an appeal just on ethical conflicts if it does go forward. But that's what's happening today. Ryan, we appreciate you hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you. Always.
Hey, if you came to the Bourbon Spring Fling, thank you. We're going to put some pictures up on the Facebook page and the website today, and we'll do that again soon. That was a good time last night. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the cooler weather before the hot stuff gets here in a month or two, for sure, and sticks around. We'll see you back here Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.